don't go to these lands and don't marry their daughters, don't marry their sons, don't worship their gods. It's the same principle. The reason a lot of us haven't arrived yet is because he can't trust us to go there without compromising with the people. That's all it is. It's we're born again, but we have an Egyptian mindset. They tell you, it's okay, we're having an office party, we're doing a thing, a little bit of this won't hurt you. You're like, oh, okay, oh, they put all the pressure on you, come on. Next thing you know, you're guzzling. Why? Well, God understands. No, he doesn't. Right. He sent you over there to be an example, to be different.
That's right. Amen.
And now you're fitting in. In other words, if you're obeying Satan, you're disobeying God. And God said, don't. Over and over, don't, throughout the scriptures, don't marry them. Don't commune with them. Don't worship their idols. The word alcohol is where we get the word spirits from. That's the original word, spirits. It means one that manipulates the mind. That's why Solomon said, don't drink the wine when it's dark red. In other words, when it's fermented, he said, don't drink it. He said, it causes you to see things. I know people say, well, Pastor, there's nothing in the Word of God about drinking. You got to read your whole Bible. Stop reading the same part you know. There's tons of scriptures in there about being drunk, drunkard, sober and vigilant. We don't want to hear that because that challenges us to accept responsibility that we're still in Egypt. This is, listen, marriage has failed because of Egyptian methods instead of kingdom standards. Let me say that again. Marriage has failed because of Egyptian methods instead of kingdom standards. God knows what he's doing with marriage. He made it up. It was his idea. So why are we using Egyptian methods? Egypt say flirt. Hang with who you want. You get mad, trade them in. Divorce them for any reason. Irreconcilable differences. Anything you want. You don't love each other no more. I don't love you. You don't love me. We didn't get married for love. You don't even know what love is. To be honest, most of the people don't know what love is. They think love is an emotion. If love is an emotion, we're all in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Love is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
The writer said, God is love.
God is love.
And God is spirit.
Yes, sir.
So that means that love is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't understand what love is, then you'll lie about your selfishness on somebody else about the inconsistency they have to justify you leaving. When you already plan to leave. Let me tell you about divorce so you can understand. It's two words. It's divorce. It's division. It's two vision. What are you saying? When a person says they want a divorce, they've already left. All they're doing is telling you that they've already disemboweled or basically disemboweled you the best they could. They've already tore everything out of you. They've hurt you as much as they could. And they found somebody else that they feel that could support them.
Right.
That proves three things. One, immaturity. Two, inconsistency. And three, the fact that when it first started, they never even mentioned it to you. Divorce starts easily. We don't even like to identify it in the body of Christ. We don't like to hear it. This is how you know somebody's interested in somebody else. You ready? You can sense it.
Amen.
See, we got to get all that heavy. It's there.
That's right.
Your spirit man will tell you something's out of rhythm.
That's right.
We're not in rhythm. They're not being forthcoming. The words aren't the same. You're like, oh, no, I don't have no proof. You got proof.
That's right.
Yep.
You just don't want to believe the proof.
Right.
Come on, talk to me. Is that real?
That's right.
You know what's going on.
That's right.
When your knower, when your spirit is telling you somebody is being unfaithful, you know it. When the Father says that we are being unfaithful, come on, you know you are. When you are doing things like you're still in Egypt, God notices it.
Amen.
And he tries to bring you back.
Yeah.
He says, hold on, don't do that, don't do this. And you're like, oh, he said, no, you got to get out of Egypt. See, some of us were taken out, but we're still practicing Egyptian methods.
Okay.
And we got to stop today. If you don't obey the word of God, it's only two reasons. You don't spend time in it, or you refuse to do it. If you don't spend time in it, you don't know what to obey, the word calls you reckless. That means you just do anything that feels good to you. Why is that important? Because the tests are coming, people.
Yes, sir.
You are going to be tested. You are going to be tested.
Amen.
To see if you're ready to go into your promised land.
That's right.
Yes.
Your promised land is your promised land. That's why, and I'm going to say this, this is not going to be very good to hear. I love y'all. That's why when you get jealous at somebody else reaching their promised land, God doesn't even listen to you.
All right.
Oh, brother so-and-so, he's been doing this, or sister so-and-so, and they doing this, and they prospering in this area, they got all this going on. He's like, are you sure? they really are what you see, or is that the image they're presenting to you and you're coming to me with this stuff? There's an image of false prosperity. That's what Egypt had. Remember, Egypt prospered off Israel's blessing. Oh, boy. Egypt prospers off Israel's blessing. Every nation on the earth has prospered off Israel's blessing. That's why every nation tried to take Israel hostage. Amen. And make them slaves. Because God blessed Israel. And everywhere they went, they prospered. Every time they oppressed them, they multiplied. So let's look at this word freedom quickly. I want to show you something. And I want to show you something you've never seen before, which is going to help you. We know the word freedom. We're going to break it into two parts. The word free and then the word dumb. You know the word dumb. We talked about it before. It means dominate or dominion. The word dumb, the last part of it, the suffix, dominate or dominion. So you have free, dominate, or free dominion. Well, let's look at this word free. This is going to help you. You ready? The word free simply means this. Write down the word free, put in your notepad, whatever you got to do, iPad, whatever pad you're typing on. It means exempt, watch this, exempt from external authority, interference, or restrictions. Exempt from external authority, interference, or restrictions. Exempt from external authority, interference, or restrictions. The word free means exempt from external authority, interference, or restrictions. So when the Father came and he sent Moses to free us, to free Israel, he wanted to make them exempt from external authority, interference, or restrictions, and he wanted them to have dominion again, to be able to activate their dominion. So freedom is literally not just a place, it's also a position, it's also authoritative, but it also lets you know that what's going on around you will never affect what you're trying to do. That's heavy. That's big time. So he's saying freedom is different than slavery. Slavery, you respond to the environment, you respond to whoever's holding you hostage or bondage because you're subservient to them and they basically have a right. We had a right to be in slavery because we sinned. Mm-hmm. I know you don't understand that fully, but you'll get it. Satan had a right to do what he did because Adam disobeyed. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing he did was held us in captivity. Yes. And he made us now respond to the environment instead of change it. Mm-hmm. Got it? So Egypt is a pre of what the world has become because it set limits on Israel. 70 people went down, over 3 million came out.
Okay. Wow.
So in the midst of Egypt, the Father was removing restrictions. That's heavy. So why is that important? Because as long as you don't understand that you are really free and that you have free dominion, you're always going to set limits and restrictions on yourself. Amen. And the enemy's going to set them on you.
Amen.
And if he sets limits on you, then the real you will never show up.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So now let's go back to what I said earlier. You can be born again, positionally, but still be in Egypt, mentally. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets challenging.
Amen.
Because most of your tests, and we talked about it before in tests and temptation, most of your tests are going to come back to back in a lot of areas of your life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And don't ask me why I can't explain to you. Why does it seem like when you're born again and you married somebody and they say they're born again, why is always one person starting to teeter? Because they lose focus, because they start looking at the world, and they start lusting after the things of the world.
Okay.
That's all it is. See, we have to tell the truth. When you start lusting after the things of the world to keep up with the Joneses, to do all that stuff keeps you from spending time with God, and you're chasing those things. And guess what happens? You lose the fervency for God, and you gain the illegal fervency for things. And that thing will cost you to do whatever it takes to get it.
Amen.
You've seen it. We've all seen it.
Yes, sir.
We've had family members who've done it. We've had people we know that have done it, right?
Yes, sir.
Chase after wealth, and you'll see them look like they're getting older. You'll see them like they're weighed down. You'll know that they're lying on paper and lying on forms. They're trying to get you to compromise with them and sign stuff. Come on, co-sign for me. No. No, you don't even pay your own stuff. If you don't pay your own bills and you ask somebody to co-sign for you, you got some nerve. And if you know the word of God tells you not to co-sign for nobody. It tells you not to put up a coat for exchange. Oh boy. So here's the thing. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying what's written. You do what you want to do. Because when you say co-sign, what you're saying is I'm taking the responsibility if they can't do it. So the moment they walk out of that institution with you, they don't have to pay a dime. It's all on you. And you can get mad as you want to get. Nobody told you to sign it. Your signature is proof that you agreed to it. Okay. John 3:3. We're almost done. Are you getting something?
Yes.
Are you getting something?
Yes.
Something that you can apply.
Yes.
That's the key. You have to be able to apply it.
Amen.
Now, this is Jesus talking to John. I'm sorry. This is Jesus and John talking to Nicodemus. They're having a conversation at night and all this stuff. Nicodemus snuck over there because he was a Pharisee. He didn't want his boys to see him because he didn't want to be put out. And they told him, you talk to Jesus and do all this stuff, we're going to put you out.
Yes,
all right?
Yes.
Even though they were Pharisees, there were certain laws they had to go by. I can't explain every law. But it was illegal to do things at night. Because at night, they were supposed to stop doing things.
Amen.
But if you read the Gospels, you'll see a lot of things they did at night, which was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it gave no validation of what they were doing. Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
John 3:3. This is Nicodemus talking to him.
What did he say?
Jesus answered and said to him, who's he talking to?
Nicodemus.
Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus said to him, unless one is what?
Born again.
He cannot what?
See the kingdom of God.
Now I'm going to give you these three words and we're going to put these three words in there. In the original language it says, unless one be born again. You could put be born or born, whichever one you want. Be born or born. Watch what this means. Be born means to be delivered of. Be born means to be delivered of. Again means from the first. From the first. And the word see, S-E-E, it means to know, understand, and perceive. To know, understand, and perceive. So Nicodemus came to him talking about being a great teacher and all this stuff, you know, expounding on some things that he had seen and heard. And Jesus answered him and said, most assuredly, I say to you, he's talking directly to him.
Yes, sir.
He said, unless you be delivered of, come on, unless you be delivered from the first, you cannot know, understand, or perceive the kingdom of God. So unless you are completely, not partially, he didn't say partially. He said, unless you be delivered of, in other words, where I'm delivering you from the first, what he's talking about is your captivity. You will not even know, understand, or perceive you are in the kingdom.
Amen.
That's a powerful statement.
That's it.
Come on, that's a powerful statement. He's saying you can't even know.
Thank you for joining us today.
Understand or perceive the kingdom of God.
You can visit
I'm born again
at Kingdom Families.
But I'm not really obeying the.
Or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.